Good afternoon. Welcome to another JPR Live session on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Joining us for what I believe is his third live session and first in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio is Martin Sexton. He's performing Wednesday night at the Cascade Theater in Reading, and you can find information on the show at cascadetheater.org and find all things Martin Sexton at his website, martinsexton.com. Martin, thanks so much for joining us today and welcome back to JPR.
Thank you. I feel very welcome. So good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. One of the wonderful things about your music is kind of your ability to always take the high road and kind of promote gratitude and thoughtfulness, even and kind of especially in difficult times. How do you manage to do that?
Oh, shucks. I think it probably stems back to my mom. You know, she raised 12 kids. She had 6 boys, 6 girls. And she always taught us to be grateful for what we had, even if it wasn't a lot. Which it really wasn't growing up. So I think that really, really sunk in.
And it really shows through in your music. So it's good to have that in difficult times. And speaking of that, your latest release, 2020 Vision, was a kind of a positive look at a lot of things that were going on back then. And you wrote that during the pandemic, and you were off grid for that pretty much. Is that right?
I was up in the Adirondack Mountains with my family, and it was a... You know, that year was a curse, but the time spent with my family was definitely a blessing.
Yeah, from what I was reading, you used that to your advantage. What did you guys do up there, other than write songs?
We waxed the floors with, like, old school wax, which I don't recommend. if you want to test your marriage, do that. We cut each other's hair. We cleaned out the closets and all that stuff. And I wrote the songs for the record and actually recorded the record, too, during that time, sort of bi-coastally. But the biggest silver lining for me was the treehouse that my son and I had built. You know, we built this wonderful little A-frame up in an old pine tree. We'd been fixing to do it for years, and it took that 2020 to give me the kick in the pants to actually find the scrap wood, find the nails, get a hammer, pick a tree, you know, and just to construct something with your kid it's a beautiful thing. So I take that with me.
So you kind of used the time to your advantage and grew a little bit.
That's
cool. Would you like to play us a tune?
Sure, man. Maybe I'll sing that one.
Sounds like a good one.
So after we built the treehouse, which was hard, man. I'd never roofed a roof before with shingles. So I sat down in the treehouse with my old Gibson, which this guitar is not. And this song kind of presented itself to me.
Cool. Let's hear it.
It's called Hold On. Way back there in the summer 2020, I was up on a fence. Seems I lost my work, how to pay my rent. Stressing out my babies with money moving fast. Wondering about the future, waiting for the past. Oh no. It seems hope went out the window till my boy came to me. Said, Dad, let's build the treehouse way up there in the tree. We've been fixing to forever, so let's do it now. Grab some more nails and a hammer, then pow. Struck me like lightning, knocked me to my knees. That old 2020 vision has got me to say, hold on to what you got. To what it is, not what it's not. Hold on to what you got. It won't last forever, that's a lot. Of time to be wasting, feeling sorry for oneself. Time to drown jeans in the bottle on the shelf. Time to pick it up, time to put it down. Time to be seen as a leader, not a clown. Gather old family, tune the old guitar, sing around the campfire, see a shooting star, and hold on to what you got, to what it is not, what it is not. Hold on to what you got, love lasts forever, that's a lot. Sing la na na na, la na na na, la na na na, hold on. na 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 la na 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 la na 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 na. Hold on. Time to be waxing floors with my wife. Time to spend time with my sister and her wife. Bike rides to be ridden, closets to be cleaned. We're doing this time. I said we're doing this time, people. But this time ain't doing me. They say yesterday's nothing, and tomorrow's a big maybe. Today's cash in hand, honey. So let's go, baby. Hold on to what you got, to what it is not and what it's not. Hold on to what you got. Love gonna rule the world one day, and that's a lot. Sing la na na na, la na na na, la na 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 na. Hold on, come on, children. La na 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 na, la na 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 na. Hold on.
Very nice. That's Martin Sexton. Hold on. He's my guest in a JPR Live session today. You can get tickets and information for his show at the Cascade Theater in Reading on Wednesday at cascadetheater.org. You know, we play all kinds of styles of music on open air, and little rock, little soul, little funk, little jazz, all kinds of stuff. And your kind of eclectic style fits that really well. Where did you get your background for all those different kinds of music that you play?
Just listening to... probably my older siblings' records growing up. I kind of grew up on the generation before me's music.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of that 70s classic album rock, you know, Fleetwood right. Mac, Stevie Wonder, Steely Dan, of course, Beatles, the old stuff, Hendrix, Zeppelin all over the place. Just classic meat and potatoes rock and roll, really. Later, I found, like, you know, the Dylans and the folk, more singer-songwriter thing. But my true roots are classic rock.
Yeah. And you got your start playing kind of on the streets in Boston, is that?
Yeah, I did.
So you developed a kind of a style there, engaging your audiences. I know when I've seen you live, you're just really engaging. Is that is that where that kind of came from?
I think so, because I started off, you know, in the way old days, I was all kinds of bands I would sing in, and it was just me and a guitar there in the subway at 6 a.m. at Harvard Square T Station.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that probably... that's how I grew my sense of showmanship or performance, to try to keep an audience.
Right. It
can be difficult.
Yeah.
You know, one guy and a guitar can get boring pretty quick. So
right.
I try to have it be all about the song, but also have little, you know, I don't know, groovy things along the way.
Right. Well, and yeah, I was listening to a song of yours, "Marry Me," where you like you play, you're an entire choir, and that's how you recorded that with like distinctive parts. And
I dig it. A
Keller Williams tune you did a remote collaboration where you're playing like percussion on your guitar and doing all kinds of interesting things with your voice and stuff.
I did the
So is that stuff you developed when you were busking, or is that...
Yeah, I did actually. The whole voice, or the mouth drums, and you know, horns and all that stuff. You know, and I try not to overuse it.
Right.
You know, like I don't want to like do it all the time.
Right.
But you know, maybe a couple times a show just to, you know, make you think, what the hell was that?
Well, and like you're saying, you're busking. It keeps people engaged
because exactly,
it's something a little different. Well, how about another song?
Cool, man. This one speaks to parenting, I guess.
Okay.
I envision myself on the western slope of the Rockies, maybe sitting in an old VW camper van with a fire going. I don't know. That's just the vision I had when I wrote this. But our kids, man. God. It's called Riding Through the Rain. Made your bet, took your chances long ago. Swam upstream and all around us, begged you not to go. You'd always take the fork and bend it to your own road. Come back bruised, but with the stories to be told.
while we're all home, safe and sound and warm. You'll be out there riding poems through the storm. You're gonna leave the light on. You keep right on, right on. You keep riding through the rain. Riding through the rain. Sometimes the second verse is the hardest one to write. It's when we find meaning without leaning on life. Burning whole chapters, turning a heavy page, but leaving it all behind for the lightning and desert sage. The comet you'll return with stardust in your tail. Unpack sordid stories, midnight riding rails. You're gonna leave the light on. You keep right on, right on. You keep riding through the rain. Hey, riding through the rain. Heading east. East is where the wind will blow. Winding west. West is where the water flows. On to south. South is where the earth she turns. Find true north. North is where your fire burns. Ooh, woo, woo. Morning broke, coffee woke, the silence you spoke. Douse the embers, remember the white smoke. Cheerful, not tearful, is our prayer. Whatever you do, child, be careful out there. We're gonna leave the light on. You keep all your fight on. You keep it right on, right on. You keep it riding through the rain. Rain, riding through the rain.
That's Martin Sexton in a JPR Live session. He's my guest today. You're listening to the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. Martin Sexton is performing this Wednesday at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Tickets and information are available at cascadetheater.org. So you had a background listening to Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and rock and roll and stuff like that, and now you're writing songs about kids. Did you ever think that was going to happen while you were busking on the streets?
Well, I had kids even when I was busking. I've been into kids for a long damn time.
How many do you have?
I have four now.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
And they're all over the place, man, and like... Man, Greg Brown was right. He told me way back, I was scared because my daughter was on the way, and I was on tour with Greg in the 90s. And he said, hey, man, your kids will teach you everything you need to know. And he was correct.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to know a lot of the stuff I know now.
I guess it just comes with the territory.
Yeah. You got to let them fly. That's what that tune's all about. You got to just let them fly, make their own mistakes. You know, my mom always said, you made your bed, now you got to sleep in it. And that's like the first line of that song.
Yeah.
It's funny, she pokes her head in my songs all the time.
So your cabin's up in the Adirondacks. Where's, is that your most of the time up there? Or are you?
That's more of summers and holidays. And then when I'm not touring, we keep a place in Northampton, Massachusetts, which reminds me of Ashland, Oregon, actually, you know. It's just a beautiful place, a lot of colleges, and easy to get to Boston or to New York. Or nice place to live as a touring artist.
Yeah.
Pretty civilized.
Yeah. And so now you're touring the West Coast. Where's this tour taking you?
This is all over. I started this in Buffalo, New York, and I sit here with you in Ashland, Oregon.
Right.
And then this is where I began all my southerly down through California and down through the Southwest and then back home. I think the last show is Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. On this leg, and then we just announced a whole new leg takes me through till the spring. So, man, am I glad to be back on the horse and working.
Yeah, I imagine so. You're touring solo acoustic this time through?
Fun. Yeah, no bands, no drummers, just me and my guitar.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
and the audience.
Right.
Which they become the choir every night. It's like, and they sing. This tour, I don't know if it was COVID or what, but these people sing every night from Buffalo to Tacoma. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's three parts, and it's like being in church. It's awesome.
All right, cool. Well, how about playing us one more song?
Sure. Well, this speaking of touring, here's one that speaks to that.
Right.
You know, I was blessed with work through the whole pandemic, and everywhere I would see people helping one another, I'd see this hope and unity and people reinventing music. It was this. It was almost like we had been shipwrecked, and we had all washed up on the same shore.
Mm.
And then I would turn on the television, and it was the opposite of what I was seeing in my life. So I wanted to write a song that spoke to the more silver lining, sort of positive redemption, hope, all that unity.
Great.
And this is what I came up with.
All right.
I ride these highways and byways round the world, and I've seen great beauty with open eyes of boys and girls. Yes, I've seen my share of ugly hating, but I still say I've seen more of a sense of hope, love, and decency. Now I'm calling out America, 'cause we've got to know. Calling out America with your gospel soul. Calling out America with your rock and roll. With your eyes on equality, your sweet land of liberty, don't let them tear you down, don't let them tear you down. I've seen picnics with people of all colors getting along, tire swings and apple pie, wiffle ball on the lawn. But on my TV I can't unsee my sisters and my brothers acting like enemies, hating on each other. Time to call mother, mother. I'm calling out America, 'cause we got to grow. Calling out America with your country and your rock and roll. Hey America, let the bad things go. There was a dream that was you, I believe it still can be true. Don't let them tear you down, don't let them tear you down. I know we can all agree with Mr. Marvin Gaye, there is a great need to bring love in here today. See that light in you. Hip hop, jazz, rock, soul, and blues. Don't let them tear you down. Don't let them tear you down. Don't let them tear you down. Don't let them tear you down.
That's Martin Sexton in a JPR live session, Calling on America. That is from his album, his EP, 2020 Vision, that came out in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin
Which
Sexton,
confused a lot of people.
Martin Sexton is my guest today in a JPR live session, and he's playing at the Cascade Theater in Reading, cascadetheater.org for tickets to that show coming up Wednesday night. Thanks for spending some time with us today. You always make us happier.
Oh, truly a pleasure and an honor. Thanks so much for all the love and support through the years. I appreciate you guys.
And more information on Martin Sexton is available at his website. It's martinsexton.com. JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin and co-hosted by me and my open-air counterpart, Daniel Kelly. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You can find this session and others archived at ijpr.org and Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Stick around. There's more music just ahead.